This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Beth Graybaugh is with us. She's with the Veterans in Agriculture Organization. And along with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, they've kind of partnered up for a cooperative program in addition to the normal programming that they do provide as a nonprofit here in Iowa. Beth, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
Today.
Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, I had a great holiday.
Very good holiday.
So good spending time with family and friends, as I hope everyone else was able to do.
You bet. Little battery recharger here this time of the year. I want to talk a little bit about veterans and agriculture in general. You are involved with this program, Veterans in Agriculture. Talk a little bit about what the meaning is, what the mission is.
Okay, very good. Yes, so Veterans in Agriculture, we're a small nonprofit, and we're based in Urbandale, Iowa. Primarily, I cover the state of Iowa, but I also work with veterans and active military across the nation, and some while they're still deployed. Our main mission is to empower veterans to thrive in agriculture. So we do that through a couple of different ways. We either try to connect veterans and active military into ag businesses, or we try to connect them with the resources that they need to get into production agriculture in some way. Our military and our veterans have a great depth of knowledge about agriculture. 46% of our military is from rural America, while only 15% of the overall population of the U.S. is from rural America. So we have got a tremendous amount of interest in agriculture from our military.
Yeah, it would seem that the pool to pick from would be there. And also, you know, a lot of folks that do enter the military, they get a lot of that hands-on experience, and some of that experience probably would roll right over into the agriculture field.
Yes, it really does. You know, they have to really think on their feet in the military, and that is the exact kind of thing that happens in agriculture. You know, you never know, or when you're out, you know, in the field, if cows are going to get out, you got to think on your feet and figure out with the resources that you have how to fix this situation. And that is what they had to do in the military. So it's a very good opportunity for them.
Well, I want to talk just a little bit about this partnership that you've got with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach to put together these apprenticeship programs. Can you talk a little bit about how that program got started?
Yeah, so that's a brand new program. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about it. We've got two different registered apprenticeship programs. And so people are very familiar with registered apprenticeships as it relates to like the electricians or the plumbing trades, but they're not used to that for production agriculture. And so the programs that we have developed can be used in any type of production agriculture or in ag businesses. So one is a one-year program, and it is for a general farm worker, and we have a three-year program that is a general farmer. And so with a registered apprenticeship program, it does require 2,000 hours of on-the-job training a year and then 144 hours of education, required education. Now, the education can come from a variety of sources. A lot of people think about, you know, their community colleges and getting some of the required courses there. My board decided to, when they were talking about providing some educational resources and hands-on resources, they decided to go with a registered apprenticeship program because it would require participants to take that bookkeeping class, may require them to take some new animal nutrition classes, because we really want that participant to succeed in the industry, and felt that having that additional knowledge would really be beneficial for that.
Yeah, this is meant to be a pathway toward opportunity.
Correct. It is. And in a variety, and like I said, we have written the standards or the training requirements general enough that we'll be able to tailor them to an individual need. So a veteran will come to us and say, I want to learn about, you know, traditional row crop, or they may want to learn about beekeeping or a boutique meat business. We will find places, we've already located some, to provide that those training opportunities for them.
Excellent. Well, apprenticeships require a two-way street. You've got to have folks interested in taking on those apprenticeships, but you also have to have folks that are interested in taking on the apprentices themselves.
Right. Yeah. So that's what we're, so right now, we are looking for both apprentices and those mentor farms that want to be able to train that next generation of agriculturalists or that next generation of farmers. You know, farmers have got such a wealth of information, and so we're really looking at those people that want to share that information and help mentor this next generation.
What would be expected of the mentors?
So we'd have, they would be required to, they'd be meeting with our team on a regular basis. We would, there's certain categories of training that they would need to provide, so many hours. You know, if it is, say, we've got a traditional corn and soybean farm, so many hours harvesting, planting, equipment repair, so many hours in, you know, learning the bookkeeping aspect, you know, work with the farmer to understand the marketing of the crop. So we've got different kind of pools of hours that they will need to be, that will need to be filled.
Sure. The future, if you're going to do something like this, you're always looking into the future then too. Are there literally opportunities just waiting for folks who might get this kind of training to jump into the agriculture business?
Yeah, so we do have some individuals that are interested in, you know, transitioning an operation or an ag business. So there's always opportunities. You just have to know where to look to find them.
Very good. And you help to, through your organization, Veterans in Agriculture, you help to facilitate all of these connections.
Yes. We, and then we also have some partner organizations that also assist with that. And as you mentioned earlier, one of those is Iowa State.
Very good. Well, it sounds like it's an opportunity for folks to, you know, learn a little bit more. It's a safe opportunity, really. It's kind of minimizing some of the risks that are involved. And, you know, if you don't have that initial knowledge, but you think it's something you'd want to do, you hate to jump in and don't make that massive investment without the knowledge you need to succeed.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and that's what I tell some of the veterans that we work with. Finding out that you don't want to, you know, you may have had a dream that you want to get into a cow-calf operation, and then working for somebody and finding out that cow-calf is not your, what you thought it would be, that's not a bad thing. You know, you've learned what you don't want to do. So without, as you said, without the expense of, you know, just jumping in and doing it.
Very good. Well, if there are veterans out there who might be interested in looking into this program a little bit more, or operators who might be interested in looking more into being a mentor in this program, how would they go about learning more information?
So they can go onto our website, veteransinagriculture.org, and under the programs tab, we've got a space, we've got information about the apprenticeship program, registered apprenticeship program, as well as the application process.
All right. And,
they can also contact our office at 855-951-0108, and I would be happy to answer any questions that they may have.
And opportunities may be all over the state.
That is correct.
Okay. Don't tie yourself into one location then. Very good. All right. Well, another opportunity for folks to learn a little bit more and get into that business. We all know we need the business. 100% of us eat, but very few actually feed us. So we need those producers out there. We need to keep this industry rolling. Beth Graybaugh, thank you so much for the time here today through Veterans in Agriculture. Appreciate the information and good luck with the program.
Thank you so much for having us today.